Listen, life's all about leveling up. Whether you're handling business on the field or kicking it in your zone, you like to celebrate with cigars that match the moment. That's why you should link up with Famous Cigars to bring you a wild deal. Right now, you can grab 8 premium cigars for just $8. You heard that right. 8 top-rated cigars at $1 a stick. Top quality brands like Oliva, Romeo y Julieta, and Davidoff. Handpicked just for you and worth over $80. Hit up famouscigars.com/cam and lock in this exclusive deal. While you're there, check out their insane selection of premium cigars, all shipped fresh and fast from their massive 20,000 square foot humidor. That's half a football field. Famous Cigars has been in the game since 1939 and still family owned. So celebrate every win with the folks at Famous. 8 cigars for $8. Famouscigars.com/cam.
Your sausage McMuffin with egg didn't change. Your receipt did. The sausage McMuffin with egg extra value meal includes a hash brown and a small coffee for just $5. Only at McDonald's for a limited time.
Prices and participation may vary.
Hi. Good evening, everybody. Welcome into the Winklerverse. I am Bart Winkler. It is great to be with you on this Sunday evening, about an hour after I thought we would know what the result of this game was. And the result of the game is a tie. First of all, a couple of things that I'm happy about. I am happy that they did not lose. I am happy that it's not 2-2, but it's 2-1-1. Joe had sent me an Instagram message. Joe, I gotta get to that because I just saw it and it says we are not dropping to 2-2 tonight. He sent that at 7 o'clock. Well, I guess you're right. That's insane. I am happy that had the Cowboys won, this would have turned into a Jerry Jones fest. There's a lot of, they were building toward. They showed him, I think, way too much. I mean, the guy, did you see the pregame? The guy is on set with Maria Taylor and Jason Garrett beforehand. Like he's a part of you're the owner. The game starts in 45 minutes. This is what you have to do. This is what you're doing? Didn't like that. I like how Jordan Love played quite a bit. However, if you're somebody who is going to, if this is the magic 3D game, you know, if you want to use this game to say Jordan Love's good, Jordan Love, because he, I mean, had put him in a position to win multiple times. Very Aaron Rodgers first season-esque, where then the defense would blow it. But also, you know, he fumbled. And I don't know what the hell happened at the end there. So if you want to think he's good, but he's not smart, or he needs to be better in these situations, or whatever you want to think, like, there is something for everyone, I think, with this game. Oh, my God, I didn't even know you could still do these. Daniel gives $1.99 to the show. Says LaFleur is a coward. Matt LaFleur, had they lost tonight, the first words out of my mouth were going to be, they need to let him go. I mean, right now. I don't mean after the end of the season. I don't mean, you know, we'll see how it goes. Oh, now he's on the hot seat. Had they lost tonight, I would have wanted, it's a bye week, get him out of here. Something's not right. There is a disconnect. So they got the tie, which I don't know. Did Matt LaFleur know that in the back of his head? He's like, well, as long as we tie, I'll be comfortable in Green Bay. So I've got a lot of issues with Matt LaFleur. I didn't like not going for it right away. I didn't like, I don't know, towards the end, I get it. That's a really shaky. The overtime's a really shaky. Like, what are you supposed to do? Oh, they kicked. Well, the Cowboys. I mean, what if the Cowboys did squeeze out 10 minutes? You know, now we're watching the clock at 5:55. Like, oh boy. Well, it's a first. And then I was like, oh, they got a. They're fourth and whatever. Then I thought, oh well, what if? You know, what if there's a penalty on fourth down? It reset. I mean, you don't know. You don't know. But then if you take the ball. And then I thought at the end, we were playing at the end of regulation, we were playing for a 50-yard field goal again, or a longer field goal than maybe we needed to. So I think LaFleur's got to be thrilled because he played not to lose and he did not play to win. So he got a tie. This is great for LaFleur because this is what he played for. The result, 40-40, that is what he played for. So congratulations to him. Ben L. joins us back with good reception.
Yeah, hey.
Hey, Ben. Q is joining us.
Gentlemen.
All right, let me just rip through some comments quick, and I'll get your guys' thoughts. Well, a lot of comments are from you, too, so I can just pass by those. Mr. Lee, I don't want to hear anyone shitting on Jordan Love tonight. Chris,
and you're at the wrong fucking podcast recap.
Yeah. Well, Chris says Parsons is overhyped. I mean, he did save the game. No big deal. If Gutka LaFleur, would he? Is policy holding the strings now? That's from Stalus Tom. Charles says, Bart, I'm going to bed, but fuck LaFleur. He should be fired tomorrow.
That's where I'm at.
Justin says, what a waste of time. I watched this game for 3+ hours and it ended in a tie. I text, this was a very heavy text night. I think everybody was texting everybody all the time. But I text my wife and said, my son's world's about to be rocked tomorrow when he wakes up and he sees that this game ended 40-40. He will not understand that. Stephanie, LaFleur is too conservative on his calls. Horvat says, I would have played for the win.
Love did play for the win. Whether he meant to or not, that's a whole nother conversation.
He also says, great signings from Goot. Aaron Banks and Nate Hobbs.
Yeah, Hobbs is done.
Jake says he would have watched forever had they kept playing all night. Yeah, but the NFL just has a 10-minute overtime in for safety, which is like 5 more minutes these guys would have, you know, not been able to play, whatever. All right, Ben, give me your thoughts on the game.
Well, the Nate Hobbs comment is a big one for me. The game plan for them was to target Hobbs, and Pickens got hot, and we had no answer for that. And that's going to be a reoccurring theme all season, I think. Matt LaFleur probably should hand over the play calling duties to a real play caller at this point, because we have real weapons that aren't being used. And the deep, I don't know. I mean, Jay Love, he was either the smartest guy in the room on that last play of the game or the dumbest. I don't know, because there was 1 second left on that clock by the grace of God, in my opinion.
Yeah, and you know, with it being there, I thought they'd just be like, oh, yeah. You know, I thought the home operator would get into it. Horvat also says Love should have permission to kick everybody in that locker room in the dick. Look, yeah, the end was weird. Where do you pin that on? Love, the line. I think Love's going to take the brunt for that. But then also the end of the half. I don't know why you're all of a sudden conservative when you have 40 seconds on the clock, or not conservative, but aggressive, conservative earlier in the game. It all depends. So let's tackle the Matt LaFleur stuff in a second, because I'm so glad I got on a week early to say I hate him.
Yeah. All right.
For the Jordan Love thing, I think it is just going to be a matter of what do you think he is? And then that's how you're going to judge him. Do you think he is a future Hall of Famer 3 in a row? If so, you're going to judge him more harshly. do you think that he's a quarterback that you trust in those situations? Even though, like, I'm not watching him like I'm watching Josh Allen. I'm not watching him like I'm watching Lamar Jackson. But I'm watching him thinking, okay, I feel like he can do this. I feel like he can do this. Will it end in an interception? Does something happen? I thought for sure Golden dropped that football. Great catch by him. But I'll take my chances. And I'm happy about that.
I still don't think we know. I don't think we know what Jordan Love is. If he's going to end in a pick, fine. I want to know that. Like,
yeah. The thing that bothered me, Ben, one of the things that was bothering me was when they're like at the end of regulation, there's space. And even at the start of overtime, there's space. And I want more like, and this would be my take. And I'm sure like Freems would have been like, that's not a real take. What the hell are you saying? Because one time we had a whole argument about, I want more pre-snap motion. I remember that was a good one. I want more things to move forward. We got all these little
bubble
like
screens.
Yeah.
Throw little bubble screen.
Throw it here. Instead of handing it to Jacobs, let's toss it. And he almost fumbles.
Yeah.
Again.
You don't flip a ball. You toss the ball dead so that you can catch the ball easy. You don't put spin or flip on a ball when you pitch it. Like, that's crazy.
I know.
What? Can we just circle back? What value does Matt LaFleur bring to the team? Like, there's no creativity on offense. Like, Ben is calling for him to hand over play calling duties. Like, that he's supposed to be a good offensive coordinator. Bart, you hit it on the head. Like all he does is end arounds or like little tosses. Like, there's not really much creativity. Like, on that big golden catch in the first quarter, that looked like a mess. Like, one of them screwed up their route when they were running next to each other.
You know how long ago that was, Q?
That's not creativity.
That was last week.
That was, like, luck that play happened. Like, I honestly, like, I've been on the Fire LaFleur bandwagon for years. But, like, I hope he's the first coach ever to be fired after a tie. Like, I honestly, there's no value that he adds at all. Like, and he's going to, like, I don't even want to listen to him after the game. I think
I'm right there with you on that.
Like, I think I have zero confidence in that he can do anything to right the ship during this bye week. And, like, Ben, I disagree with you that, like, we don't know about Jordan Love. I think the fact that Jordan Love looks like remotely good with this terrible head coach speaks wonders of him, because Jordan Love has no weapons at all. Like, he's throwing to a bunch.
Romeo Dobbs looks like a beast.
I mean, he doesn't have Reed. You're right. He's out with an injury.
He doesn't have a single unhomegrown skill player that kept.
I don't. Jordan Love doesn't have weapons. Is not.
I don't know about statement. That.
He has the worst weapons in the NFC. Name a team with worse skill players than him. With Josh Jacobs hurt now.
The Bears.
Jacobs is fine. He came back in.
I'd rather have the Bears. Easy.
The Bears.
I would
worse.
Rather have the Bears.
No, there's, DeAndre Swift is broken.
Man. I don't know.
Not get crazy. I think Matt LaFleur should be fired, though. Yes. Daniel. Okay. Thank you for the $1.99.
Oh,
don't you can Taco toggle tonight, off, Bart. Toggle off. Just make a comment. You can toggle off. The $2 is great. I did appreciate it. It'll buy me a new one of these. I've been saying for 3 years.
Like coffee at Quick Trip.
Yeah, but I don't want to. I don't want you to go. You know, spend it. Don't spend too much. Now, if you want to Venmo me later at Winkler Bart, I mean, you do that whenever you want. Q, you're getting stop. Just stop your take.
What take? Show the
we have no weapons.
We don't have any weapons.
Q, that's so bad. I might actually delete this from the audio that I'm going to post later.
I don't think Jordan Love is supported by offensive weapons.
Josh Jacobs is a better weapon than everybody on the Bears.
Say you don't think the Packers have matched the skill talent to what Jordan Love is. Say that.
I don't think that there's a quarterback in the league making the money that he has that has less support on offense.
Okay.
So you put Love on the Bengals. You think he performs like Burrow?
I think he would outperform Burrow.
I like Love, but he's not Burrow.
I think he's been winning in spite of his head coach and in spite of his skilled players. So, and I'll sign off if people don't agree with me.
No, you don't do that. That's fine.
I don't know. I don't know what to do.
Jake's promoting a message. Lights on, slow down, look around. Jake's a big, Jake wants safety on the roads, and I agree with him. As I almost died a week and a half ago.
He gave $2. He won up that other guy.
Yeah.
$1.99 cheapskate.
Thanks, Jake. All right. Anything else on Love that's not
I want to hear other people's takes on Love, but I think they got to let him fly. Let him let it go. But like the one throw that I saw him throw that I thought was really Jordan Love throwing the ball was to Wicks on the sideline to nobody. Like it was a third down throw, and then we got the fourth down play to goal.
What is your baseline on Love, Ben?
Right now, like it's bad. Like I have a lot of leniency for Jordan Love. Like, because we've been so lucky.
Do you like him? You think he's good?
I don't know. I want to know. I think I will make a decision after this season, but I still don't know.
All right, now it is pouring in. Michael with $1.
Just to say his name.
That's good. Michael Schmidt. That's good because I gave my kid $1 if he tried the quesadilla ordered from Harry's and he didn't want to try it. I said, yeah, I'll give you $1 if you try it. And he tried it.
Did he eat the rest of it or just one bite?
I just wanted him to try it. I wasn't giving up the whole slice.
Oh, okay.
Austin, I've been using money to bribe my kid too.
Bobby Buckwheat. Way. Bobby Buckwheat comments. $1. That's a big comment.
That's gold.
$1. I like that.
Yeah. I don't know. There's not much to say. 40-40. Like, we made their offense look great.
Hold on. Is this Jake?
Yeah.
Jake,
I saw you enter, but you're dark, so then I forgot you were there.
It's okay. I've just been taking all this in.
And then I saw you again. I was like, oh shit, that's Jake.
Yeah, that's me.
By the way, I did post the link again. If anyone's feeling frisky, I think the record's Octobox.
We might have gone Deca before.
You think we went Deca?
I think so.
I remember 8. I don't remember time.
I remember 8.
Listen, life's all about leveling up. Whether you're handling business on the field or kicking it in your zone, you like to celebrate with cigars that match the moment. That's why you should link up with Famous Cigars to bring you a wild deal. Right now, you can grab 8 premium cigars for just $8. You heard that right. 8 top-rated cigars at $1 a stick. Top quality brands like Oliva, Romeo y Julieta, and Davidoff. Handpicked just for you and worth over $80. Hit up famouscigars.com/cam and lock in this exclusive deal. While you're there, check out their insane selection of premium cigars, all shipped fresh and fast from their massive 20,000 square foot humidor. That's half a football field. Famous Cigars has been in the game since 1939 and still family owned. So celebrate every win with the folks at Famous. 8 cigars for $8. FamousCigars.com/cam.
What if we could reduce carbon emissions and strengthen the economy? At ExxonMobil, we believe both are possible. As a global leader in carbon capture and storage, we're empowering industries to reduce their emissions, all through technologies that are creating job opportunities in America. How's that for a win-win? ExxonMobil. Let's deliver.
Oh, I saw Drew Olsen today. I went to remember I posted that I was gonna 97.3 had the remote at the Shorewood Metro Market today, and I posted that I was gonna like I'll see you there. Obviously, I wasn't gonna go. I was just being an asshole. But then I went for a walk, and I'm like, I need to go to the grocery store. That'd be great. And then I walked there, and I saw Channel 12 there, and I'm like, why the fuck is Channel 12 here? And then I walked in and I saw that there's a setup for a remote. And I saw these people in Packer jerseys. Then I think I saw Leroy. And then I was like, oh, shit. And then I like ran out of there.
Did you steal food?
No. Yeah, I went to the second level. I was able to go to the second level and duck out the top way. Yeah.
The thing that I do is like if I'm at a grocery store or Target and then you see a friend or an acquaintance that you're like, dear God, the last thing I want to do on earth is talk to this person. So you like duck down or you like try to go the opposite direction that you were going through the aisles.
I sit in the car. If I see someone in the parking lot, I wait.
Absolutely.
So Bart,
I go shopping, I always bring with me the shirt of the place, the work shirt of the place that I'm in. And if I see someone I know, I'll throw on the Target shirt and then I'll make them confront me. And they'll be like, you're working at Target? I go, yeah, one day a week. Just, you know, stay level. I don't actually do that, but I'm thinking I'm going to.
How much do you think that the Metro Market and the parking structure are cost? How much are they worth? I worked for a company that bought them.
What?
Yeah, we paid $80 million for that Metro Market and parking structure.
You were right, Kroger?
No, we bought the real estate from the developer that redeveloped that when they.
Oh, the real estate was $80 million.
$80 million.
Wow. I was gonna say one time.
Well, what they're charging for milk over there, they'll make that back by fucking Halloween.
That was like 10 years ago.
All right, this is gonna get messy. But I want to make sure. Oh, I there's two. Okay, I thought there was a third. If you're in, jump in when you can, the ebb and flow. We're kind of like doing this is almost going to turn into like a Twitter space. And we're able to put this on again, thanks to our friends at Happy Place Hemp with the promo code BART. So if you've been giving me dollars tonight, that's good. You can afford to do that because of the savings you get at Happy Place Hemp when it's 25% off each and every order at happyplacehemp.com. Might need to take a 20 milligram tonight before I go to bed. The week that I wore these, it was because I did drink one and I thought my eyes were kind of fucked up. So
they have beverages.
Yeah, they have seltzers.
The seltzers, nice. The
cherry ones are great.
Cherry.
I would try that out.
I talked to a different sponsor the other day.
Dan Shaney?
Yeah. Reworking some insurance. He's hooking it up again.
Oh, good. All right. So Ben's here. Jake's here. Q's here. Boy, a lot of you guys are in the dark. Tyler's here.
It's late.
I wanted to join the other dark people.
Okay.
This is how I feel after a tie.
I can turn the lights on.
This is
on.
How Hold I feel on. When I Matt LaFleur is my head coach. Yeah, Bart. Oh, God. How did you do
dark.
That?
Ben's dark.
How did you do that, Bart? Huh?
It's
you
my ring even... light.
Oh, okay. So there's no other lights on in your basement but your ring light?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Austin's got some light. Boo.
Turn off your lights, Austin. This is a dark party.
Why are you booing me?
There's going to be in the dark.
Yeah.
Dark
party. We're not turning our lights back on until Matt LaFleur is gone. That's what's
this
happening.
This game was like a darkness retreat we've never been on.
And here's Todd McBeer.
Oh, what's great. I'm going to join the dark party, you guys. Give me 1 second.
Okay. All right.
I got to turn off the hallway light now.
All right. Hold on. I got to mute everybody here real quick. There's a lot of feedback coming in. I don't want to keep everyone muted. I'm trying to figure out how to juggle 7 people. That's what she said. All right. Austin, give me your thought.
Okay.
Bart, so we have talked many times. I believe I called into your podcast about 4 years ago. I was sitting outside of Z's Sports Pub, and I said that Matt LaFleur was the problem. He continues to be the problem. I'm done with the guy. He has had.
Man, you sound like, what is this, a halftime interview with Matt LaFleur? You sound like you're crying.
No, I'm done with him. Bart, I'm done. I'm done with the guy. It comes down to coaching. Jordan Love is a good quarterback, and I don't get what half of these play calls are. I know Jordan Love's a dumbass sometimes. He's got that not great, not elite quarterback. He's not going to be that. But you see Sam Darnold take the Vikings to 15-2. You see crappy quarterbacks do better things than Jordan Love is doing, and I just wonder.
They always have better skill players, but that's just an aside.
How does he have the same play calling as McCarthy? That's what I don't understand. Why does it feel like I've done this four times before at minimum?
Yes, sir.
We've been saying bubble screens and jet sweeps ruin games for a decade and a half, and somehow we're back at it. It's never going to change.
Don McBeer, yes.
Okay, I don't understand.
Wait, hold on. Someone's echoing. That's bad. Someone's echoing.
Is this me?
God.
If you're not talking, mute.
Yeah, thank you.
It might be me. It might be Todd. Fuck, I'm sorry. Wait. Yeah, actually, I don't think it's me. I don't hear it now.
How about now?
No, just go ahead, Todd.
Okay. I'll dip out after this. How is anybody shitting on the offense or play calling? The only reason I'll shit on Matt LaFleur tonight is that he should fire Rich Bisaccia.
Yeah, we haven't mentioned his name yet. Good for you. Good for Todd.
Kevontae Turpin got to the 40-yard line on every return in the second half. Inexcusable. Another block, punt, and extra point. Cannot believe it. And then I'm out. I'm going to listen. Have at it, boys. Love you, Bart.
Todd, thanks for joining, man.
See you guys.
That's nice to talk to you. Todd McBeer.
It was a tie the second we didn't go for it at like the 50, like in their end zone at the beginning of the first quarter, like that first, like second drive, we could have, and LaFleur wanted to try for the offside again, and we lose a touchdown in the first half that we could have used at the end of the first half. That's when it was going to be a tie.
Do you like that we took a timeout? Do you like that we took a timeout when,
oh yeah.
The and Cowboys obviously were not going to go for it on fourth down.
Never going to snap the ball. It was never going to happen.
Yeah. I kind of wish they would have lost, just so I could have.
Okay, thank you for saying that, Bart. I was just going to say that. I wish they would have fucking lost.
Yeah, then I could really hope that LaFleur got fired.
It feels like we lost.
Boys, I found my zen tonight, okay? I'm neither happy nor sad. We are 2-1-1, the ones all the way across the board going to bye week. This is how we find peace in our lives, because the Packers are never going to help.
I like you.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm the one that told Horvat that he was a secret Bears fan.
Oh, then that pissed him
off. Yeah, I'm the one with the rant.
Did he block you?
I never followed him to begin with. All he ever did was like porn stars on Twitter for like 2 years.
That's good for him.
Well, yeah. Yeah, you got that at 4
Bart, day one, buddy. I've been following you since day one. The only reason you got your job is because you sounded like Wicket in your last name. And I thought it was funny, and now you're a national guy, and we appreciate you so much.
Well, thanks, Tyler.
Did he just credit Mike Wicket for your success?
No, but that's why my show was named Chuck and Winkler. That's why it was named Chuck and Winkler. It should have been Chuck and Bart. Yes, Austin.
Okay. I want to say, following that guy's sentiment, following you since day one, pretty much since that 2014 NFC Championship loss, but I want to say that I really love your intro on the national show, and I love that you put in the notebook mic
Odyssey.
Yeah, Notebook Mike's in my Odyssey intro.
Yeah, absolutely love that. Way to give a throwback to all the old school people that, you know, listen to you. And then I hope that you will do a pre-postseason MLB one of these so we can all talk Brewers.
But I think I'm anyway, going Saturday. Who's going Saturday? Anybody? Saturday?
I'm in.
Well, I think I'm going to the game.
Oh, yeah, dude. That shit's expensive.
Does anyone think the Brewers will win a playoff series?
All right. I love you guys.
Right.
I'll talk to you.
I'm as thrilled that the Brewers broke a career. Like, this is the most wins they've ever had. That's great. I do not care at all right now. The Packers fucking played for 4 hours and tied. And I did text, I think it was my brother at the end, where I'm just like, just if we tie, fine. I mean, there was one point. First of all, I got pissed they didn't run a play before the 2-minute warning because you're wasting time. And then, okay, we almost didn't have a field goal even. And then I thought there was one point where I thought there was maybe a minute 30 left. They're on the 35 or 40. And I thought, we're going to win this game. And then I thought, whoa, don't get it out of your head. Maybe they will. Maybe they won't. Don't do that. Get it out. And it got out. I'm glad it did. But shit, man, that sucked.
It was always meant to be a tie from the beginning. Going in, it was always going to be a tie. There was no right or wrong, nothing we could do. It was just going to be a tie. This is the way the season's going to go.
For all intents and purposes.
Did we even have a sack tonight, honestly? I don't think we did.
I think they might have counted Parsons as a sack.
They counted it.
Parsons has one sack for 0 yards. So they counted it.
But
he cried.
LaFleur,
which was nice. McCarthy, I mean, that is one thing. He gave us a tie, you know? That's something to hang on your hat on for the season.
Then you said,
not over. It's week four.
Well, I know. And maybe, you know, I'm happy that we don't lose a head-to-head with the Cowboys right now. I'm happy that, you know, there might be a team that the tie ends up helping us in our favor. You know, it is better than losing. You know, the tie is better than losing. Now, I did say I almost wish they would have lost because then, you know, I don't, but no. I could not be more, and you know, I don't want anyone to lose their jobs. You know, I could not be more out on Matt LaFleur. Once I find, I told Paul and Grantham,
not to bring up other Wisconsin sports, but that's out. Like, I'm out on Fickell. You that far out?
No, you can't be out on Fickell. One, buyout, can't afford it. Two,
that's how far away I am. Like,
two, but I'll two, you fire
money.
Him.
Eat the money.
You're never getting a good coach here again.
Fine. Who cares? Better than
because no
than
one's ever. Coach. They're gonna say, "Oh, that program doesn't spend."
If he cuts his hair now in the next 2 weeks, I swear to God, I will drive up to Green Bay and be like, "What are you doing every day?"
All right, Tim Shea wants to come on at the end to talk Brewers. Well, I don't know when that's going to fuck up.
I want Jake's take. Jake,
can I drop some Tim Shea lore?
What, Ben?
Is Tim hopping on or no?
He wants to come on the end of the show to talk Brewers.
Okay. I want to stick around because I have a weird connection to Tim Shea that I got to tell him.
Well, he's listening.
Stories.
I want to tell him right now.
If you're... He used to be Brett Swenson's boss when he worked for the Brewers. And Brett was my boss. So, like, in a weird way,
Tim was your boss.
He's been my boss.
Yeah, I've met now two. My friend, my kid, has met two kids he's become friends with whose moms both, like, know Tim Shea.
Tim's pretty famous, I guess.
Tim. Tim Shea.
How did they know him? Are these Tim's kids?
Love Brett. Hey, good.
Love Brett.
Brett and I are hot and cold. He was my boss, so.
Mm.
you know, can't love your boss. Very rarely does that happen.
All right, yeah, Jake. Oh, go ahead, Tyler. What?
Tim has watched a few of my Instagram stories. I'm kind of curious what you've seen. What he's seen.
What do you post on Instagram?
I don't know. I live in Chicago. I have a boat. There's some good videos to post every once in a while. And then I see Tim Shea at the bottom. Like, I wonder what he thinks.
Shit, I want to get on this boat.
Hey, I offer you to come down to Will's whenever you want to come down to Chicago. Beer on me, for sure.
Sounds awful.
Will's Northwoods.
Well, Will's Northwoods Inn.
Muskie Fest. Heaven on Earth.
Do not talk trash about Muskie Fest down here.
No, Chicago. Chicago.
No, Will's Northwoods is probably...
I do not need haze.
Will's Northwoods is probably the best Packer bar in the country. Not going to lie.
Oh, it is fantastic. Kettle of Fish is awesome, too. Kettle of Fish is really cool. So, like, the trumpet
Kettle
player...
Kettle of Fish is good, but the vibes at Will's are just unmatched.
Kettle of Fish is weird because they play bar dice weird, and then they don't play the right songs. So they play...
You guys should talk about your fantasy football teams. This is great.
I can tell you've never been to Will's Northwoods, Jake, and that's a shame.
It really is.
Jake, go ahead. Hot take Jake, everybody.
We need a hot take from Jake.
Oh, man. So sports is supposed to be fun, right? Oh, and
not when LaFleur is your coach.
I'm sitting here watching this for 4 hours in various group texts and Facebook messaging groups, just like torturing myself, getting more and more mad. Like the sight of Matt LaFleur's face brings like an inner rage inside of me. I can't see his face anymore. And this is what sports does to me. I'm sitting here in bed next to my wife, who is super pissed off at me for doing this while she's trying to sleep. And I'm like, what are we doing here? Can someone explain this phenomenon to me? Why do we do all this? Like, okay, let's talk about the game. Jordan Love, I thought
you're asking why we like sports?
I thought it was a grown man's game tonight. I know that that's crazy to say, but they fought. It was fun to watch. I liked watching the game.
Jake, if I didn't have
these, gonna cry at halftime.
He's
not a grown man, maybe.
This whole day, I got up. I watched football the entire day. And it took me away from the normal doom-scrolling hellscape that I live in. So thank God for sports. Thank God.
Could spend some time with the kid or, you know.
I did. Done other things. Watching sports.
Well, kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I thought in talking about Jordan Love, if people want a comparison for him, I feel like he is a non-douchebag version of Jay Cutler, where the ceiling and floor from him from a play-to-play basis is vast. Like, you could get something you've never seen before or something you've never seen before.
I think
Jay Cutler's ceiling is higher than Jay Love's ceiling. Like, Jay Cutler had a four – well, maybe not. He had Demaryius Thomas, and that was a great season back in Denver. That was, like – prime Jay Cutler.
No, he didn't have weapons. Q, bless his soul. That was a very weird take.
Love is 6'4" and can run. I don't. It's the play calling. It's always the play calling. Why are we always in 3rd and 5?
I don't know. I'm trying to make a Matt LaFleur meme right now. So
go for it.
Yeah, do the one. It already exists. It's where LaFleur's face transitions into McCarthy.
Well, here's my thing on LaFleur. I don't
LaFleur. McCarthy.
Look it up. It's there. McCarthy, it's a real thing.
But McCarthy could do this stuff, and he like, you're like, ah, oh, silly, stupid McCarthy. LaFleur does it, and you're like, fuck this guy. You know what I mean?
I think with LaFleur, I've said this multiple times. What I get from him is the sense that he has no feel for the game. The flow of the game as it's going on. He does the wrong thing. Like what he should do, he does the opposite each time. So like it's 3rd and 5, and rather than trying to move the sticks, let's throw the bomb. Or
he looks like he's having a panic attack. He's against the wall, like something bad's gonna happen, and he's just running around.
And well, I don't agree that he's not creative. It's just he's creative in the stupid moments when you don't need to be. Like, again, you mentioned it before. Let's do this end around to try to gain 4 yards rather than just, you know, line up the ball, try to smash the running game with Josh Jacobs. I think the moments just become too big for him. Again, he could be a good head. I mean, he is a good head coach in the NFL. I don't think he's a Super Bowl winning coach. I can't see him being like living up to that moment. And I can't visually picture him hoisting the Lombardi trophy. Like, I feel like it would be too heavy for him. Okay. Little Matt.
I take Jake.
I'm trying to make this meme here.
It's keep going. I got more. Parsons, I made the joke on your national show, Bart, that he gets held every play. And I think I kind of want to go back and watch, because I think certainly every time he was single covered, they were grabbing him around the neck. They were pulling him down by his shoulder pads, and not a single holding call.
Oh, yeah, and the intentional grounding that didn't get called.
The referees were horrible tonight. Horrible. Yeah, it was
not their best showing. Special teams, great. We're back to – who was the guy we had last year? It was a kicker where he wore, like, number 43 or something, where now we're holding our breath.
When you play not to lose but also don't try to win, and it's Matt LaFleur smiling.
See, at least
that's
now
a tie
I'm
right there. That's what I see.
How do you how down do you have to be motivated to make a meme after the game? You're talking about Narveson.
Narveson.
I think
you
want to say you play not to lose and try not to win.
When you play not to lose, but you gotta say, but don't try to win. Like that.
Any of them are good. The point is there. He does it
both. I like the original, Bart. Go with your original idea. That was better.
What was it? But also don't try to win.
Maybe put on there like the definition of a multitasker. I don't know.
When you play not to lose, but also don't try to win.
But props to Jordan Love tonight. The O-line was...
I'm going to have to buy a check mark before I tweet this. I'll do numbers.
You low-key just want that check mark, Bart. You've been talking about this for a while.
Oh, I do. I want one, but I'm not going to pay for one.
I can't believe you're still on Twitter.
Well, that's where the people are.
That's where the cesspool is, though.
Oh, I still
know what Blue Sky.
I don't
miss
Twitter.
Blue Sky is dead.
The only thing I miss about Twitter is Tony in Texas. What's he been up to?
Holy shit, that's a name. Yeah, how is he?
He's good. He just did a Twitter space the other night.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. All right, so as I was saying before, though, like, I feel I'm not – what the fuck?
This team is not good, and that's sad. It really makes me bummed out because I bought in, and it's just
– Oh, yeah, so I still think they're good. Now, the defense, what the fuck? Because you stopped Detroit, you stopped the Commanders – the Browns, Joe Flacco is horrible. I mean, if they had a different quarterback, the Browns could have hung with the Lions longer. The Lions-Browns game today was exactly like what the Packers-Browns game should have been.
Yes.
Yeah, it's just that we didn't make a play when we needed to and we let him hang around too long. Even tonight, though, like that last, was it Tolbert that had that catch or Turpin? I don't know.
Turpin.
And then Pickens' catch.
Turpin, right? It was number 9. He caught it on the sideline with the Dak throw across his body for fucking 40, 50 yards.
Oh, that Irv Favre play?
Yeah.
But he's falling out of the end zone.
Nixon just standing in the end zone watching the guy come back to the football. Why don't you try to go get the football? Like, what are you doing?
I think Nixon was legitimately stunned that that ball was thrown. Like, wait, what?
Would you guys agree with this? This is from Brett. He says, funny how when other teams tie, it's nothing, but when we tie, it's a crisis.
We definitely lost the tie, if that's a thing. Like
I don't know, dude. You don't think Dallas feels that?
We sure lost the tie tonight.
You don't think Dallas feels that, too?
No, Dallas is walking away, pumping their fists.
No, they had to win twice.
Bart,
my we buddy sent it won. To overtime. We made it a tie. They had us twice.
They tied my us Cowboys without fan, CD.
My Cowboys fan buddy texted me, tore hey, a tie, I'll take year. It. So literally, they are
Cowboys
happy with
fan
the tie.
Said that. Hey, a tie, I'll yep. take it.
Yep.
Why do trick plays only work against us? like, if there's a flea flicker, I know it's going to be caught. There's like no chance it's going to get dropped or blown up. No, it's going to be just this.
You just realized that you needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people that you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there's no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. How fast is Indeed? Well, in the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BWN. Just go to Indeed.com/BWN right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BWN. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ooh, Gecko, I just love being able to file a claim in under 2 minutes with the Geico app. Could you sign up?
Sign what? The app? Yeah, sure.
Oh, it rubbed off the screen when I touched it. Could you sign it again?
Anything to help, I suppose.
Get more than just savings. Get more with Geico.
Well, I will say, as far as like the tie is concerned, I guess you do kind of have to take it because I thought 100% they lost the game when Jordan Love was kind of looking around, the clock's running down, and it's like he had no idea what the clock was at. I said, oh, yeah, they just lost. Like,
yeah, but it was a miracle that we got 1 second. It should be called the 1 second miracle or something that we tied the game.
Yeah, but the problem is it's coaching for the 2 minute drill, right? Like, it should be just, I mean, you spend a third of every practice working from the 2 minute drill, and they don't know what to do. Are we allowed to swear? I think we're like beyond that, right? We've all like blown up.
But I definitely honestly, have sworn.
That's like a third.
I'm too worked up to not swear about this topic.
Go ahead, Tyler.
Well, a third of coaching is the very end of the game, right? Like even when you're playing high school football, it's all about the 2 minute drill. And if you're a professional, absolutely. With how like the game's down to seconds these days, and we just fail every single time, don't know what to do. We're like giving up. I was shocked that we were at the end of the game with a minute left with 3 timeouts. I can't remember the last time that happened.
The reason I know that Jordan Love didn't know what to do on the last play of the game and Matt LaFleur didn't know what to do on the last play of the game is when there was 1 second left on the clock. If Matt LaFleur had any competence, he would have been clapping like, yeah, that's what we wanted. We wanted that 1 second. You know, you played it perfectly, and you got the kick. You know, you tried to win the game. I don't know. It seemed very discombobulated.
So people are going to talk about the last play a lot and not saying that they shouldn't. But I would also hope that there is some oxygen to what we said before. Like, the Cowboys clearly were trying to draw you offside, and you took a timeout. Now, maybe he thought that he didn't have the right defense, and they were going to go if they saw something. They weren't going to do that. How do I know? Source, trust me, bro. But the end of the game, Jordan Love, and you saw his face. There was 2:22. They had gotten a play. You can pick up, run it, and time is an issue. And I know you don't want to give the ball back to Brandon Aubrey. I know you don't want to do that. But I think what Matt LaFleur was thinking with 2:22, because they let it go down to 2 minutes. I think he was thinking, we don't want to give the ball back to Brandon Aubrey, so we need to take the time down if we're going to kick a field goal, instead of, hey, I got 2:22 here. I want to make sure I have enough time to score and win this game. I don't think Matt LaFleur was thinking about it from an aggressive standpoint. I think he was going back into the conservative nature. So when we say, or I say, Matt LaFleur's conservative, yeah, he got a little crazy at the end of the first half. Matt LaFleur, by nature, but what we've seen of him for 7 years, he is more afraid of losing than he is of not winning. He wants to not lose. And that will work for you when you can win 12, 13 games in the regular season. But this whole – the one positive about that first half was, all right, we blew the game. We got it out of the way. We still have 30, 40 minutes to try to make up these 3 points, which we did at the end.
Can I ask maybe a dumb question? Why don't the Cowboys go for two on their first score after the two-point conversion?
They're way worse than we are, that's why. Bart, going back to what you were saying, you know how many classes – so, like, it's not like you just become a head coach, right? Yeah. I'm sure he's gone through training and, like, there's NFL stuff or whatever – and I'm sure in his head has been beaten down, never go for the tie. And the guy goes for the tie with every play call he has when his back against the wall. Like, nothing is just.
Okay, I'll bring up my Madden take again. I'll bring up my Madden take. Because when do they practice these situations? When do you practice, all right, they scored a field goal. We have 4 minutes left. It's not about, oh, I can play Madden. It's just about thinking in that way of the sorts of time. It's having any sort of exposure to having your brain think, because there's some really tough questions. Like it was third and one, wasn't it? Or second and one, third and one. And they ran a quick little play from 17 to 12 seconds. And then they called timeout. And I don't know that I hated it. I don't think I hated that. It's like, okay, yeah, you do need a first down because then you get a couple more shots maybe. So, but how do you know? These are totally new situations. Not being prepared for these situations cost Kyle Shanahan a Super Bowl. So how do you understand these situations unless you do them? And I guess we're just going to learn on the fly. And this goes back to what I always say about LaFleur. If you told him, here's how it's going to go down, and let him go study for a day, he came back and he's like, this is what I want to do. I feel like he could come up with the right thing. In the moment, he will always fail. I don't.
No feel.
I don't think either.
Again.
Yeah, Dick, right. That's a good point.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a feel for what's going on.
But in today's modern NFL, right, the whole shtick of the NFL is to give you a product you've never seen before. So as a head coach, you would think he would think of things that are going to be complex or out of the ordinary, or, oh, they put a new rule change in for overtime. We need to be ready for the new rule that they're going to want to display to the national media or viewership.
Yeah, no, they don't care. They don't. It's like radio guys in live reads. You know, you would think that when we get a live read, we've made sure that we're saying it the right way, that we're pronouncing everything correctly. No, you're in radio. You're reading a live read for the very first time the minute you're reading it on air. That's because we're just fucking lazy. Oh.
Well, the other thing about LaFleur I do want to say is, to me, he comes off as a guy that is reactive, not proactive.
Yeah, sure. And the block kick, like, not enough of this, you know, 50 minutes of Packer discussion has focused on Bisaccia, where I think it was Andy Herman I saw tweet something where he said, the thing that you lost a game on last week, the block kick, if you do anything, it's correct that. And then it happens again, and then they score the 2 points. And I did tweet at that time, I go, this is the least or comfortable or like the most annoyed I've ever been with a 13-2 lead. Obviously, I don't think. You know, that's that classic Winkler fucking humor. But I wasn't feeling good because I'm like, oh, Jesus, man. These 2 points, that's going to suck. And that momentum stayed with them. Dak picked up on that. Dak, who I always say, whatever you think of Dak Prescott, wherever you rank him, I'm always 3, 4, 5 higher than you. I think Dak's good. Dak showed out tonight very well. And I think more people will say, you know, between the two, Dak had a better night than Love. But Dak also got some catches that were like, what?
That Pickens catch on the sideline was one of the best I've ever seen. I mean, double coverage, limp, just totally dropped his feet perfectly. I don't know how he caught that.
Yeah, I know. And that kind of stuff was
that. I think that's the play that propelled them.
I'm celebrating a tie. It's
weird. Boys, I'm going to head out. Couple things. Pay Romeo Doubs his money and release the Epstein files. Love you guys.
Agreed.
Do you think that, like Romeo Doubs, that one time he got kicked off the team for a week? Remember that in San Francisco?
It's probably because he called Matt LaFleur on his shit.
Yeah. We're all like, oh, Romeo Doubs, what a crazy dude. No, he's probably like the one guy that's like, hey, can we fucking try to win around here?
Yeah.
That's for Romeo Doubs.
Yeah.
Dude, the big helmet makes him better, I'm telling you. It's like having
– I don't know how he does it.
Well, I like that him and Williams both have the big head. Because then it's – and I like there was one shot they were right by each other.
Can they get too close? I mean, are they like magnets? Do they like bounce off each other?
Yeah. Why does LaFleur, whenever we have a wide receiver in there that's done a lot of packages, it's always going to go to him. It's always for the new guy that's in, never the guy with a hot hand, never like someone he really should that we're investing money. If we're hurt with two people, we're going to feed you the ball. I don't understand that play because your stars are the ones that have the yards after catch. Your star, and we don't have stars, but we have people that, I don't know, I have some hope in some of these guys, but no, it's always like, let's feed the running back finally when we haven't been feeding Jacobs all game. And he had a good game, but it's still, there's something off with when we run the ball, we either stop when he should, I don't know.
I think you're onto something there, and I would say that we do have stars, but Matt LaFleur wants to be the star. He wants to make the play call. He doesn't utilize the stars because that's the easy thing to do, right? Give the ball to Jacobs.
So you know who he is?
Is that?
He's Triple H running WWE. He'll bury these guys. He don't give a shit. He just wants you to know at the end of that show, Triple H put on that show. Yeah, I'm going to put a behind-the-scenes show out to show how great I am, by the way.
He wants to know we are working on this package to get this – you know, 3 yards first to the first, 3 yards for the first down to some random wide receiver. But you know what? We worked on this for like at least a week and a half, not when we're supposed to be doing the 2 minute drill.
Yeah.
Todd McBeer. I'm laughing at Todd McBeer. Would you guys like to hear from Matt LaFleur?
Absolutely. Let's take him down.
All right.
I'll listen, but I don't want to hear it.
So it's a minute and a half clip.
Oh, that's not bad. Okay.
I don't know what he said. Like, I don't know what he said.
Press conference.
Is he going to cry?
20-minute press conference.
Oh, shit. It's from – okay. Well, I'll still air it or whatever. All right. Let's share the screen. Yay. Look at – okay. Here's Matt LaFleur.
Well, yeah, that just goes to the level of detail where we're not – where we – need to be. There's 28 seconds left. We call a play to take a shot to the end zone. They played cover two. We end up checking the ball down. So we
I know what cover two is.
Call to send everybody to the end zone. And we knew that they're, I mean, we use the term ozone saying that it's got to go out of bounds or end zone, obviously with time remaining. And just the operation was just way too slow. Like, I don't know if our guys didn't know we were in 2 minute or what, but
they didn't know because you're the head coach, bro.
Is he being held hostage? What's going on? Is there like someone with a gun on the other side?
No, but the next play. The next play. 1 second left. Is there any thought there taking a shot to the end zone? No, not in that situation. We tried to on that last
play. Oh, yeah. Okay, hold on. I'm mad about that now. Because 1 second left, you're like, okay, let's get the tie, right? Right? Why not try to win?
That's a great question. Why not try to win?
Why not at least think about it?
Yeah, we didn't even – that would have been – I thought kick the field goal, right? You have to, but you don't.
No, you could have lost.
You could have fucking lost.
Why did they get the line quick enough so they had one time?
Why did we rush to the – why didn't we try to win? We still had a chance to win, and we didn't try to win.
Holy shit.
He dismissed it so quickly.
We've been mind-controlled by LaFleur because he's that good at being bad that we think bad.
So here's what I probably would have said or done.
My God, my brain is just not overloading with the thought that we could have won the game.
I still probably would have kicked it. Okay?
But what if he would have gone for it? We would be pumped right now, even if we lost.
Yeah.
Not wrong.
Yeah. So I probably still would have gone for it. Now, I could have said to myself, okay, I know we're letting this one get away. It's early in the season. We've got some NFC opponents that we have beaten that we will see in this playoff race. We got a second. Let's see what we can do. Now, what's the percentage of completing that? And it's still, what, 20 yards away?
But I just don't like 13 yards away, Bart.
I don't like that he says
that's bottom line.
And that was Ryan Wood asking.
Out of bounds or end zone on the check down to
Wood. No, not Wood.
The next play.
Wait,
next
it is play. Wood. 1 second left. Is there any thought
there taking a shot to the end zone? No, not in that
situation. No. I would have liked him to be like, either, oh, I didn't think of that. Or, you know, you juggle these things. But not a complete dismissal of an opportunity to win. And
what,
that
what
I
did
think.
You say?
What's that?
What did he say?
He just said, no.
You're saying it should have gone out of bounds or end zone.
After this one.
No, but the next play. The next play.
1 second left. Is there any thought there of taking a shot to the end zone?
No, not in that situation. We tried to.
No. I mean, come on. No. He says, no. Forget it. No. Why does this keep happening? Well, here's a big green fucking space.
You were ragging on, like, the post-game interviews, but, like, that's pretty good. Like, that's a really good reaction post-game.
What do you mean?
I mean, that's his first his first emotion is nothing. No leadership, no accountability. Him saying it's not accountability. But, like, the fact that, like, he has nothing. He is as shocked as we are that we got a tie. And he's the coach.
Tim, if you're around, you can jump in. I text him, come on, I'm going to wrap up soon. And he's like, cool.
Yeah, I'm gonna hop off. Thanks for doing the post game. Good talking, Packers, guys. Have a good night.
Yeah, Ben, good to see you, buddy. Appreciate you coming on.
Bark, you want to talk a little bit in the meantime? You're ready to wait for Shay.
Well, if you got something more to say, you can say it. I don't care.
We get halfway through. I mean, in the end, we are 2-1-1. I don't know. This feels like every season Packers have ever had. And for some reason, we still tinker away in the playoffs and we'll lose in some dramatic fashion. And that's where LaFleur, we want him to step up. And the fact that he can't in these games means that's the end result. We know what's going to happen in December and January. Sorry.
No, I just.
Where is Micah Parsons? Where is he, by the way? I mean, there was a play or two, but like, we ended up healthy.
They were running away from him. They doubled him, you know. Yeah. They weren't going to let him be. Could you imagine, though, if the Cowboys. This is where I'm pro tie, because if the Cowboys did win, he will say, I mean, you got it. Like, he would have said what Nico Harrison said. I hope fans now finally see the vision. You know, this is what we need to win big games like this. Micah Parsons wasn't doing much for them. He got the win for us. We were able to win.
We're Packer fans. The season is going to go well for us. We're going to have a lot of ups and downs. This is always going to be a tie. It was always going to be a struggle. The fact that we thought we're going to blow them out, we should have known the second they blocked that field goal and just
knew this was going to be the roller coaster. This half game is going to bother us the entire season. This will bring us up and down the standings. We'll get, and somehow we're going to sneak our way into the playoffs, and nothing's going to happen because our coach is just another Mike McCarthy and does end arounds and bubble sweeps when the time is calling to have some leadership. You hope
for I don't like the Mike McCarthy stuff. I think that's an insult to Mike McCarthy.
Yeah, but like Mike McCarthy when Rodgers gave up on him. You know what I mean? When he was just like arguing with him. Hey, Tim.
Maybe Love should give up on LaFleur. Tim Shea, ladies and gentlemen.
Tim, you excited about the Brewers? Give us some hope.
Bring I am pumped.
Attaboy.
I haven't been this excited since 2018. So,
you got a Packer take, Tim?
I just wasted 4.5 hours of my life in a bar. So,
didn't that feel like an unusually long? Like I know it was longer, but it also felt like Jesus Christ. It felt like I woke up, watched the game, and now I'm going to bed.
Yeah,
it felt like my whole day.
Yeah,
and it was a miserable watch. It wasn't enjoyable. It was either, after 13-2, it was either, great, now we got a lead we're going to give up, or I guess we're playing for a field goal now for the second straight fucking week.
Yeah, just disappointing and all. And hey, thank God we had 3 timeouts, though, with 40 seconds to go, and they didn't blow, timeouts at some point.
Never happened before. I've never seen in my lifetime, I swear.
I looked when Dallas took the lead. The first thing I did is I said, how many timeouts are left? I go, 3? That can't be real. That's the only positive I take out of this entire game.
How did that game end in a tie after it was 13-2? Yeah, who fucking knows? Who knows?
Because it was 13-2. The second there was 2 points, it was just destiny.
13-2. Another story about my kid, because he was like kind of watching the game, kind of not. It was 13-2. And then in an instant, it was 16-13. And he looked at the score and he's like, what the skibbity toilet?
He never looked at you and said, Daddy, how did they get 2?
He's not going to understand when I show him it's 40-40. He's not going to understand it. It makes no sense. I don't understand it myself.
I'm so happy the Panthers are bad because my nephew has that issue because he's in North Carolina. It's a cool logo, and I get it, but they're bad. So, like, he gets it, like, no, I can't do this thing. And when you go to the stadium, it's cool because a giant jaguar, like, runs around the entire cityscape. It's really cool.
Okay, I'm just going to nod my head on that. I have nothing to add, but I'm not just missing you, okay? Just nodding my head.
Guys, I'm going to go. Pleasure. Hey. Bart, always fun. Have a good one.
Appreciate you, Tyler. Good to have Ben on here. Good to have Tyler. Jake was on here, like, hiding for a while. Q had one of the most abhorrent takes I've ever heard.
It's shocking.
From him. Bucky says, how much will you dissect this on the national show? Well, I was probably going to – I was thinking about that during the game. I was probably going to lead with Ravens Chiefs, but the fact that this ended in a tie, I mean, this is like, you talk too much Wisconsin sports. Son of a bitch. My baseball team has the most wins in baseball, and my football team just ended in a fucking tie that 28 million people watched.
All week. Brewers, Packers.
At least the only NFC North team to lose today was the Vikings, and it was to Rodgers. That's from Pops McGee. Yeah, the Vikings look bad. That was rough. Are you going Saturday?
Were you up for that?
Yeah.
Where am I going Saturday?
You going to the game?
Yeah, I'll be there. I'll be there. I will be there. I am at every playoff game. I am so pumped for this Brewers team. I don't care.
It's probably going to be the noon game, right?
Probably.
Because they'll put Philly in primetime.
Yeah, Philly at 6, and then the 2 American League games in between.
Because the TBS games are at noon and 6 our time.
Yep. So get ready Monday. I don't know if a lot of people know this, but that Monday game is going to be at 8:30, first pitch. 8:30 Central time.
What Monday game?
Game two.
What?
They're not putting that at 9:30 Eastern, so.
What would the other game be?
At 5.
Shut up.
Nope. Go look at the TBS guide. 8:30.
That's when I'm on the air.
Yeah, you're going to be on the air for the entire Brewer game two. At least that's what the TV guide was saying today. Now, I don't know if they moved that or not, but if they moved to like 4.
Well, no, TBS is showing two games.
If you go look.
We're just talking about game two of the NLDS, right? We're not getting ahead of ourselves like losers.
If you just go look at TBS guide, if you search like TBS TV guide, go to Monday, 8:30 Central.
What? Okay. Well, that'll be fun.
At least as of this morning, so.
So you think they're going to, like, be good?
I think the Brewers are going to win in 4.
Jesus, what the hell?
Told you.
No, wait. So this is October 6th?
This will be October 6th.
Yeah, you are right.
Thank you. Just make sure you clip that part. You are right. Okay.
This is the website I use when I go through the ridiculousness. See, this is Monday, October 6th.
There's no way they're
these times are Eastern. So 4 o'clock pregame, 5 game, 9:30, 8:30.
There's no way they're putting Philadelphia, LA at 9:30, right? Right?
Well, for the West Coast audience.
They could, but.
Now you're assuming they're going to beat the Reds?
Who?
The Phillies. Or the Dodgers.
Dodgers? I don't know.
Like, look at this. Here's MTV. This is what I always use for MTV. Big Bang Theory was on today, and then Ridiculousness all day long. And then it airs all the way. This is tomorrow, all the way till 3. Then Big Bang Theory, Catfish Show, Ridiculousness. I mean, this is what MTV is. Loving hip hop. Oh, I did it again.
So there you go. Get ready. Late night. We got to be charged up, ready to go Monday. Sorry to ruin that now.
But you're excited?
I am so pumped. Now, go.
Are there any concerns that they haven't won a game in 3 weeks?
They won today.
Yeah, no one was paying attention to that shit.
Today it was like a deep breath. Like, if you watched, there it is. You had your Packer glasses on the entire day. That's why.
I felt nice for the Reds that we got to beat them, but then still, like, graciously host their celebration.
And they put something on the scoreboard for them.
Yeah. And we didn't lose the game. And also, Correct. Also the Mets got knocked out, which is chaotic in its own right. They had the best record in baseball after 65 games.
See, you got your three things you can talk about tomorrow. You can spend an hour on the Packer game. You can spend an hour on is Baltimore done? You can spend an hour on the Reds.
Yeah, the Reds.
The Dodgers.
How far are you really, honestly, and this is the game. If you are right, you win $1 million. How far do you think the Brewers go?
6 games NLCS.
Okay. All right. Would you like to know me?
Well, wait. Who are they playing?
I don't know. I'm just saying right now. Right now for $1 million. I mean, you get $1 million if you're right.
Yeah. It will be Brewers, Phillies in 6.
Yeah. It'll be Brewers, Cubs, and it won't make it back to Milwaukee, and the Cubs will be in the NLCS.
Shut up. God, no. That's the one team, like, I want.
We all know what's happening. That's all got our licks in on Council, and then he's going to fucking beat us. We all know what's happening.
No, it's not.
We all know.
Yeah.
Ask a Cubs fan. They don't feel good about this team. Oh, Cade Horton's hurt. Oh, okay. Oh, this team, oh, they're not. Oh, all right, sure. Okay. Hey, we let the Arizona Diamondbacks fucking get hot against us, and they didn't even really get hot until the next series. They just beat us.
This is different.
No, it's not. Nothing about this is different. We just won a couple more games. Oh, but it's pocket pancakes, and we had George Webb. Oh, great. Fuck. It's the Milwaukee Brewers. I'm excited. I want to go to the game. If it's Brewers Cubs, I've said I'm never going to go back to one of those, but fuck, I'll go. I'm excited. Look, World Series tickets are like $3,000. You got to find a way to go. And I'm excited, and I can't wait to watch every pitch, and I will live and die with every pitch.
It's the Brewers.
If you're giving me $1 million to accurately predict what's going to happen, I say the Cubs beat them in four.
If somehow the Brewers do make it to...
Nothing's really different, Tim, except for your desire for it to be.
If the Brewers make it to the World Series, you have to work, so you can't go. We need to get me there. We need to get us there.
Yeah.
You and me there.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you'll be like, I don't want to take my son. No, too late. He's got to go to bed.
No, I wanted to take him to game one, but he...
Noon, perfect.
Yeah, but we talked about it, and I think if the game was five innings, I could get it.
All right, so you're still going to go, though, right?
Yeah, I'm going.
Beautiful. We'll have to meet up before.
Sure. I mean, you come to me. I'm not a go meet you business, and I'm not in that business anymore.
You come to me. You know where to meet me.
Trust I'm not in that business no more. Kelly's? You. All right, I'll come to Kelly's.
He'll go there. We'll take the shuttle down. We'll walk down. You can take your beer with you.
I don't know, dude. I got to coach a game at 9 o'clock that morning.
Fine.
I got a quick turnaround.
You know what? Maybe you take maybe you have your assistant coach.
What do you think about Matt LaFleur? Because I would have called for his firing tonight. Well, I'm
just about to tell you how, on a scale of one, like, how surprised would you be tomorrow or Tuesday?
They won't fire him now, but if they lost.
I'm saying how, like, policies like, nope, that's unacceptable.
Your former subordinate's back, Ben.
Hi, Tim. I came back to talk conspiracy theory.
What?
Matt LaFleur actually coached a good game. The fix was in. The game was fixed. LaFleur had to tie the game or lose the game. So he did his best to tie the game. The game was in Dallas. It's Jerry World. Vegas, all that shit, all the money. The Packers were not allowed to win tonight, but LaFleur coached a fucking hell of a game to end in a tie.
Ben, I think that you are in the bargaining stage.
Ben, you're fired.
And I just looked at the clock. I didn't realize it was 12:30. Normally, I would say, well, I'd sleep in, but for some reason, Monday, it's Bart take kid to school day.
So you don't think that's a good conspiracy?
I'm politely trying not to answer that.
Okay. Nice to meet you, Tim. I had a good time working with Brett. Things took me in a different direction. He's always talked good about you. Sounds like you guys have some good Brewers stories.
Tim was technically your boss?
No.
Your boss's boss?
Yeah, well, yeah. My old boss's boss was Brett.
While you were working there?
No.
Oh, okay.
I brought up the Bart Winkler show at work one time, and I said Tim's name, and Brett was like, "No way!" And I was like, "Yeah, sounds like the right guy."
Yeah, you can't describe Tim Shea and be like, "I don't know." You sure we're thinking of the same guy?
All right. Well, I'll sign off. I'm bargaining. Whatever, you know what.
I like it. I like
this. We lost the tie. All right. Good night, guys.
Ben, good swing. It's a good swing. You miss 100% that you don't take. All right, I posted a bunch of anti-LaFleur shit online, so I'm going to go look at what people are saying now.
Yeah, I love that. I was like, damn, you are going hard.
Well, I'm glad. There was a release for me this week. Like, I felt like finally I'm living my truth, you know?
I do have to sell my Badger Michigan tickets that I bought. Yes, I was going on big vacation this week.
How much are you going to get for Badger Michigan tickets against a Brewer? You need to sell them before the time is official.
I'm hoping like some Michigan fan will buy them, but face value, I'll probably sell them for face value.
I guess, yeah, I'm a Michigan fan. I didn't think of that.
And they have like the Fox College Game Day, whatever.
Oh, yeah, Big Noon.
Oh, yeah, Big Noon Saturday morning is going there. So,
oh, it's in Michigan?
Yeah, it's at Michigan. This was my like big
oh, yeah, game. It's at Michigan. Oh, well, then you won't have a problem selling those.
No, I should. So,
I thought it was here for some reason. Stupid. All right, I'm going to leave. Guys, thank you everyone for being around. I mean, this was fucking A. Now doing this, now we've invested 6 hours into this game already. God knows what we're going to do on Monday. Goodness.
Yeah, it's going to be a rough morning tomorrow for me.
Ugh.
Uh-huh.
Well, with that yawn, thanks for stopping into the Winklerverse.
Go Brewers!
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.